because I don't want to like do a disservice to you, because you have a lot of huge fucking you know, very committed fans that I think you built over the long arc of your 24.
Yeah, like my fans, if anyone's listening to this and they're a fan of mine, they're going to be like, I fucking hate her now.
No, they're not.
She's there, just like talking all this BS. Why doesn't she talk about the 24 movie?
Is that happening?
I don't know. I keep hearing that the script is done, but I don't hear anything in any official capacity.
But I've got to be honest with you. I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But I know people love it.
Oh, you know what? I would listen to your Bryan Cranston as well.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite show ever. And if I see any of those characters in real life, even listening to it and hearing his voice, I was like, oh my God, that's like totally him. And that's how people feel about 24. And that was the first time where I go, oh, I mean, I knew it and I was like very respectful and I love all the fans because usually they just
love
the show.
Chloe.
And it's awesome. But now I understand exactly what that feeling is because they, you know, and that's it. It's kind of scary because I actually did a radio tour this morning, and you never know what you're going to get. It's always a surprise that people are like, I know you from Larry Sanders, and they talk to me like a person, and then other people are just still like, so I'm 24, you know, Chloe and all this stuff, which is great. It's just odd.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but you understand that relationship from the other side, though.
Yeah. I just now got it because people just were so connected to that show, and 24 had that same quality, but, you know, obviously on a broader world political scale, but that same anxiousness and cliffhanger, and you couldn't wait to watch the next one.
And they completely built a relationship with you as a character.
Yeah, and the cool part about that is that there's so much plot in that show, and there are so many different characters that I didn't even really have that much screen time. So it's just like the power of a visual or like a little gesture can like tell so much, or I would have small scenes and people would just be like, oh my God, when you said that to this guy, and it kind of functioned in a cool way because there was so much going on and all this information that you had to process, and then it would go to my scene where I'm like reacting to somebody in like a curmudgeonly way.
Right.
And,
but everything had built
like
up to that.
It was like, yeah, it was like a relief
point. Right. You were the one that relieved the entire narrative trajectory.
Like, sometimes.
Boom. Yeah. So do you have fans that come up to you and frighten you?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Not so much anymore. Mostly it's just people excited and loving the show, and they want to talk about how much they love the show. I kind of berated this. I feel bad. These guys were talking to me this morning, and I was talking about 24, even though it's like the show's been off the air
for
2 years.
What was the junket for?
Because I'm doing a web series called Dickie right now about a 40-year-old woman who hasn't left home, and her parents want a boy, so they name her Richard. So her name's Dickie, and she doesn't have a boyfriend, doesn't have a driver's license, and goes on Facebook and shows her asshole.
Oh, yeah? Her asshole?
To try to get a boyfriend.
Just her asshole?
Well, she's like posing sexy because she sees other girls posing sexy and she's like, oh, I got it. I'm going to out sexy all y'all. And then like kind of comes up. She doesn't really know how to act interface with the world. It's a character near and dear to my heart. But so I was doing that and people want to talk about 24, which I don't mind. But then at one point the guy, he's like, so Kiefer, man, does he like show up wasted on the set or whatever? And I was just like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like. It's not really any of my business to talk about his sobriety or not. And I just was like, I can't believe you're asking me about this.
Well, all they're trying to do is they court controversy. Like, the best thing that
boring. It's just, it is. Also like, why are you asking me that now? And especially Kiefer, he's very upfront with the stuff that he does. So it's like, this is interesting to you right now, really?
Yeah. Did you get along with them, though? In general, like the cast? I mean, like how much? Because like, I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, that there's an illusion to what we do, you know? And they're, you know, I mean, to be working with an ensemble of people for the most part, not as tight an ensemble as some shows, but for as long as you did, you do have relationships with people. But there's also like, you know, just the working element. Like a lot of times, like casts are just sort of like, all right, see you later. Good day at work.
Kiefer and I like each other. I would go so far to say as we love each other in that respect. But at the same time, I really care about him. But our relationship never changed, and it never went past a certain point. And I think I was always a little bit intimidated by him, which he would probably say, "Oh, why would you be that?" But we never fully hung out or fully had a conversation,
right?
The entire time,
right?
And a lot of the other people that were on the crew and cast, it was like a family, and you right. watched, you know, over that course of doing this intense show over that many years, you watch, you know, marriages and deaths and births, and you do get to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But it was still a little distant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd, because I did a radio show with a guy for a year and a half. We never, off the air, hardly talked at all.
Did you get personal on the air, or was it
not
about,
really
about other stuff?
It was about other politics. Stuff, but you know, we were like 4 hours on the air every day with each other, and a couple hours of prep before. But like when we were done, we were done. And I mean, there's something to be said for that. I don't know, you know, how much baggage you want to bring to a situation, or how much tension you want to bring to a situation. But I think some people forget, like on some level, no matter how great the show is or how glamorous they think our lives are, your life is, it's a job.
Yeah. A lot of people, you know, on the set they're spending more hours out of their day with you than mm-hmm. they are their own families.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain amount of...
Were you sad when it was over?
Yeah, it was really sad.
Yeah.
Really sad.